What we really deal with within ourselves is secret warfare. We are fighting a problem by ourselves, but God has already given us a cure for it in the Word.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. We're thrilled to be able to have you a part of the program at the beginning of 2018. We pray that you are blessed and highly favored all this year. Today, I want to bring you, and I'm very excited to do this, my wife was teaching in a Wednesday night Bible class and bringing the principles that has the ability through the Word of God to relieve the stress and pressure of your life. In fact, the message is titled, God's Stress Remover. Here's Rita Rogers teaching on a Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover.
Worry is unhealthy. Now, I really got a lot of info off of this. I won't go into a lot of detail, but your body definitely was not designed to handle worry. Matthew 6:27 says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto its stature? Can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? How many of you ever heard somebody say, I am worried sick? Well, they're really speaking truthful, because when you worry, you can become sick. Worry can kill a person. Stress has been labeled as the silent assassin. And I looked it up. Stress and worry can cause damage to the heart and create blood clots that keep a person's blood from flowing properly. It leads to heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers, stomach problems, panic disorders, headaches, sleep disorders, and depression. The Mayo Clinic claims that 80 to 85% of their total caseload is due directly to worry and anxiety. A leading physician has stated that in his opinion, 70% of all medical patients could cure themselves if only they got rid of their worries and fears. You see, worry comes from an old English term that means to choke or to strangle. So when you think of worry, think of what it really means, to choke or to strangle. And that's appropriate since worry strangles the mind, which is the seat of our emotions. Every time you worry, you are choking the life out of yourself. You are literally choking the life out of yourself. And then worry is unnecessary. It's just unnecessary. What good does it do? And it's so easy for me to say that right now. When you really get to where you start thinking about something and you worry about something, but what good does it do? It can't make you one inch taller. It can't make you one inch shorter. Worry can't take one inch off your waist. Worry can't change the past, or it can't even control the future. All it does is make your life miserable and everybody around you. Matthew 6:30, I believe you have it on your paper. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little what? Faith. And 1 Peter 5:7, casting all of your care upon him because he cares for each and every one of you. Now, I really feel this, that in this room, there are those of us that really deal with worry and anxiety and stress. But God is saying, cast all of your cares upon him. What does it mean to cast? It means to unload, to lift off onto God, because only he is the only one that has the answer for every situation that you and I have need of. Amen? Number two, to have a stress, how to keep from stressing out in 2018, pray about everything. Pray about everything. Now, you might be saying, now, Rita, you need to go teach this to the kids. This is just too elementary. No, us adults have got to learn this so we can train our kids and our teenagers so that they'll know that we need to pray about everything. Philippians 4:6, But in everything by prayer and supplication. This is the total answer for how to keep from stressing out. This is it. Number one, refuse to worry about anything. Number two, pray about what?
Everything.
Talk to God about everything. And for you to talk to God, you've got to do what? You pray, but you got to open your mouth and talk to God. Get in your quiet closet of prayer. People were so amazed about the war room, and now it's come and gone. Do you have your war room somewhere? Do you have that place in your house that everybody knows that, okay, mama's going there, daddy's going there, grandma's going there. We know where they're going. We know what they're going to be doing. What are they going to be doing? Praying. And a way to pray is to open up your mouth. Don't panic about your worries, but pray about your concerns. Stop talking to yourself about those things that are stressing you out and start talking to God. Stop talking to your neighbors. Stop talking to your husband. Stop talking to your wife. Now, I'm all for if you've got concerns and y'all need to know what each other is feeling. But he cannot solve your problems, nor can you solve his problems. The only one that can do that is Christ alone. And that is only you getting in that closet of prayer by yourself and coming out a changed individual. Now, I don't know if you're like me. That is kind of like the last thing you think about sometimes. Because the first reaction when you begin to worry about something or you're concerned and you have anxiety or stress and pressure, you just want to talk about it. You want to talk about it, and hopefully you're talking it to the one that loves you and the one that's really concerned. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter if you're by yourself, you have a husband or you have a wife, you still need to get in that closet of prayer. Say, I need to pray. Come on, I need to pray. Okay, talking to yourself will not do anything, but talking to God will change everything. If we prayed as much as we worried, we'd have less to worry about. Talk to God about everything. He knows what we need, amen? When we worry, we are really saying that God really does not exist. But in James 4:2, it says, ye have not because you ask not. All of your issues and worries and anxiety needs to be placed upon him. The key to stress management is worry less and talk more to God. But you might be saying, I don't want to bother God about this little thing. It's just a little thing. Oh, but oh goodness. God loves you so much. And anything that concerns each and every one of you, God is so concerned about it. Nothing is too little and nothing is too big for my God. He will reach you right where you're at. If you think it's just nothing that's so concerning, if it concerns you enough that you're worried or you have anxiety or you have pressures, God is concerned about each and every one of you. In Romans 8:32, it might be on your paper, he who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? If Jesus died for your sins, don't you think he can handle your life too? If he sent his son and died for you, don't you think he's concerned about you? It didn't finish at the cross. It just started at the cross. Marriage, relationships, the deals at your job that you're trying to do that you're working on, financial decisions, unsaved children. There's not one area in your life that God is not concerned about and not interested in. And one of the dumbest things that you could ever say to God is just, I can handle this. And with you not getting on your knees or getting alone with God in prayer, you're really telling God, I can handle this. I don't need your help. When he has offered to take care of everything, why don't you go to the one? Why don't you go to the master that has the key to unlock the door, that can take that anxiety and that pressure away And there are some in this room, I believe, that really you walk in and you look like you got it all together. And then you get home and you go in your bedroom by yourself and you cry your eyes out and saying, God, how can I release this anxiety and this pressure? You can by just giving it to God. He's concerned about the littlest and the biggest things in your life. And he loves you. You're his child. So refuse to worry about anything. How to keep from stressing out. Refuse to worry about anything. Number two, pray about everything. Number three, thank God in all things. In all things, not for things. In all things. Because you see, there are some painful things that you and I go through that you really can't just say, oh, thank you, Jesus, for letting that happen. Like a death of a loved one. You know, you're not going to say, oh, thank you, Lord, for that. No. No, but you can thank God in all things. You can say, I hate that that happened, but if you allow me to go through with that, Lord, and suffer what I suffered, I know you're there for me that can take my hand and walk me through it. Amen? Philippians 4 and 6 said, do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Always have a thankful heart. Look at your neighbor and say, have a thankful heart. Pray with gratitude. Studies have shown that the most healthy emotion to have is an attitude of gratitude. That's the most healthy emotion that you and I can have, is your gratitude. The more you show gratitude in your life, the happier that you and I are going to be. Having an attitude of gratitude actually raises your immune system. Did you know that? Having an attitude of gratitude will actually raise your immune system, but an ungrateful attitude will lower your immune system. Have you ever known somebody that was just totally ungrateful? Very ungrateful, and it's a sad situation for that person to be in. When you begin to look at what you have, what you do have, not what you don't have, it will produce a stress relief in your life. And that's what you need to look at in 28 thing, not what you wish you had, but what do you have in your hand? What has God blessed you with? Be thankful. Be thankful. Be grateful. Now, this is what the scripture is saying for us to get rid of our stress. Refuse to worry about anything. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. Instead of praying to God with a feeling of doubt and discouragement, start off your prayers. And I know this, you're probably looking at me and say, this is pretty basic. But no, a lot of us need reminding of this. When you start your prayer, you need to approach them with a thankful heart, a grateful heart. Pastor mentioned the other day that I was walking through the house and I came up to him and said, you know, this day we worked and we worked. And I said, and I felt so good. I just thank God that I had the two legs to walk on. I thank God I had two hands that were able to do what we did. And so you've got to look at the good of what you do have. You know, in my situation, I'm deaf on one side, but I thank God I can hear pretty good in this other one. I need a little help in it, but I'm thankful for it. I am grateful for it. Blind Bartimaeus, my goodness, he couldn't see, but he could hear, and he heard that Jesus was coming. So you got to look at those things in your life that you can be grateful for. Even when all around you doesn't look like it's going to work, God, you've got something to be thankful. There's something that you can be grateful for. Can I hear an amen?
You've been hearing my favorite preacher, Rita Rogers, minister the Word of God to you in the Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover. I can assure you the principles found in this message will be a blessing to your life, and I encourage you to order it today. God's Stress Remover, it's available on CD or DVD, and you can order it right now at paceassembly.org or call the number 850-202-3100. It is our prayer that God's hand of blessing and favor will be upon your life. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.